The European maritime sector has crossed its most significant climate threshold today as the industry's grace period officially ends. With the EU ETS maritime 100% coverage entering its first year of full implementation, major carriers, including Maersk, MSC, and Hapag-Lloyd, have issued mid-quarter updates to their Q2 2026 surcharges. These updates reflect a sharp 13% rise in carbon permit prices, signaling that saving the planet now has a very specific line item price on every bill of lading. The triple scope squeeze beyond CO2, the EU ETS maritime 100% coverage milestone in 2026 isn't just about reaching the full phase in percentage, it's about the broadening of the polluter pays definition. For the first time, surcharges now incorporate two additional greenhouse gases that were previously exempt: methane, CH4, and nitrous oxide, N2O. The inclusion of these gases has specifically penalized LNG-powered vessels. The methane slip associated with these engines is now being taxed, eroding the cost advantage these vessels held in 2025. 100% real-time accrual. While carriers only surrender a portion of past emissions, they are already collecting 100% of the 2026 liability from shippers to build liquidity for next year's compliance. Asia-Europe impact. On the critical Shanghai to Rotterdam lane, carbon costs now represent 8% to 12% of the total freight invoice. The evolution of the carbon tax on water phase year emissions coverage included gases AVG. Surcharge, Asia-EU, TEU, 202,440% CO2 only $35 to $45,202,570 percent CO2 only $75 to $1,102,026. Current 100% CO2, CH4, N2O $150 to $210. The green premium paradox. We have reached the inflection point of green shipping. With carbon allowances, EUA, trading at €75.51 today, the cost of emitting is finally high enough to compete with the cost of green fuels like e-methanol. However, this creates a paradox. While the EU ETS maritime 100% coverage is intended to drive decarbonization, the immediate 12% jump in freight costs is being passed directly to European consumers. In 2026, environmental compliance is no longer a corporate social responsibility, CSR, goal. It's a major inflationary driver.